إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, this is a second khutbah in a series, the purpose of which is to clarify and to shed light about the importance and the significance of the place, the time, and the occasion for which we gather every week. This occasion, the occasion of Salatul Jumu'ah, is very, very special occasion. The place is special, and we addressed some of the etiquettes about the masjid and how we must observe these etiquettes. The time in which we gather, that is the day of Friday, is very special, and the occasion is very special, and there are some etiquettes that we must observe in order for us to really attain the benefit and feel the difference after we attend such a blessed gathering, that is the gathering of Salatul Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيِّعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. All you who believe, when the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, for the Jumu'ah congregation, is heard, hasten to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasten here means hasten by your heart, because it is one of the etiquettes of coming to the masjid, to come with peace, tranquility, and calmness. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us and commanding us to hasten by disengaging our heart from any business other than responding to the call of Adhan. By engaging immediately in what can bring us as early as possible to the masjid to attain Salatul Jumu'ah. فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ, and leave all worldly trading and business. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you if you but knew. This is an evidence that attending Salatul Jumu'ah is an obligation upon every male Muslim. It is an obligation. It is one of the most important obligations of Islam to attend Salatul Jumu'ah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alarmed those people who neglect Salatul Jumu'ah, and neglecting take different forms, but one of these forms is neglecting attending Salatul Jumu'ah in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Muslim, لَيَنْدَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهُمُ الْجُمُعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Let some people abstain or stop their negligence for Salatul Jumu'ah, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal their hearts. Seal their hearts. The most important piece of flesh in our body is our heart. It is the tool by which we can see our way. We can discriminate between right and wrong, between good and evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here warning us that if we keep neglecting Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah will seal upon our hearts and وَلَا يَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِرِينَ, and then consequently they become among the heedless. Dear brothers and sisters, this is this hadith shows how severe it is to neglect the Salatul Jumu'ah. So, Yawmul Jumu'ah, dear brothers and sisters, is a special day, as I said. Imam al-Muslim recorded that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمٍ وفيه أدخل الجنة وفيه أخرج منها ولا تقوم الساعة إلا يوم الجمعة. That the best day that the sun has on which the sun has risen is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday. It is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam. It is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has admitted Adam to paradise. It is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Adam to descend on earth, and it is a day on which the day of judgment will take place. So it is a very special day, and therefore our coming to Salatul Jumu'ah requires preparation, requires taking or observing certain manners and certain etiquettes, because this is a special day and a special gathering that is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Bukhari and Muslim recorded from the narration of Salman radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I want you to listen to this attentively and carefully because it includes many of the etiquettes of Salatul Jumu'ah. He said, لَا يَغْتَسِلُ رَجُلٌ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَا اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ وَيَدَّهِنْ مِنْ دُهْنِهِ أَوْ يَمَسَ مِنْ طِيبِ بَيْتِهِ ثُمَّ يَخْرُجُ فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ ثُمَّ يُنْصِتُ إِلَى إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامُ إِلَّا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. This hadith shows that attending Salatul Jumu'ah is an expiation for the sin of the whole week, provided we observe certain etiquettes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listing these etiquettes. Number one, لَا يَغْتَسِلُ رَجُلٌ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, that the person should wash his body, bathe, should take a shower, cleanse his body. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَسْتَطَاعَ أَنْ يَتَطَهَرَ, and purifies himself as much as he can. So Rasulullah separated or differentiated between two things: taking a shower or washing our body, and purifying ourselves. Washing our body, you know, we perform it in the same manner that we perform ghuslul janaba, the ghusl that is required in order for us to attain a complete state of purity, to be ready to pray after certain acts or situations such as the sexual intercourse. So we know about this part. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيَتَطَهَّرُ مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ طُهْرٍ, and to refer himself as much as one can, and that is to cleanse one's body, to purify himself so that no bad odor will come out of him. And this can be by using soap while one is washing his body, and by trimming certain hairs that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that they can be removed, like removing the hair from the under of our armpit, or in the private area. It is recommended that we remove this hair, and trimming, for example, the mustache, it is the sunnah to do that. So this is included in his saying, purify himself as much as one can. So one will look his best and smell his best and be his best when he come to attend a blessed gathering such as Salatul Jumu'ah. And وَيَدَّهِنُ مِنْ دُهْنِ, and he uses or oils his hair. This was the practice by which they used to take care of their hair in the past, and people still practice this and oil their hair. However, there are nowadays many other alternatives, and one should feel free to use these alternatives as long as they don't include anything that is prohibited and haram in Islam. The point though is for the hair to be tidy, to be smooth, and to look to be in its best condition, and to avoid the look of unshaveled, untidy person. This is the person. So nowadays there are more ways to do that than even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أو يمس من طيب بيته, and to wear some perfume from his house, so he smells nice. So one should avoid bad odor and what causes bad odor, and on top of that wear something that smells good. ثم يخرج فلا يفرق بين اثنين, and then sets out heading for the masjid, reaching the masjid, entering with calm, peace and tranquility, and not separating between two people, in order for him to be in a place, to sit in a place that is in front of them, which means one is prohibited from harming the believers when he enters to the masjid. So this is something important, and this is one of the etiquettes of attending Salatul Jumu'ah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a person seeking to be in front of others, and he told him, "Ijlis faqad adhayta wa anayt." It's not enough that you are coming late, you have harmed other believers. Faqad adhayt means you harmed, anayt means you came late. So those people who come early are instructed to be as close as possible to the Imam, and this is a reminder for especially our youngsters who like to lean against the wall and forget this etiquette that may cause them to lose some of the rewards of Salatul Jumu'ah, attending Salatul Jumu'ah. The reward is very high. And therefore we should be really keen in order to reap the benefit of attending Salatul Jumu'ah. Again, the instruction is for the people who come early to be as close as possible to the Imam, and those who come late to sit wherever they find a space. They should not harm people by jumping over their shoulders and seeking a room in front of them, except if there is a big huge area that is not used and people can sit in it. Even though some scholars they say that sit wherever you have at the first available place, and do not go in front of these in front of people to sit in front of them, because this may harm them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثُمَّ يُنصِتُ إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ الْإِمَامُ, and then he listens attentively when the Imam speaks. And this is something very important. Nobody can say anything be engaged in any business other than listening attentively to the Imam during Salatul Jumu'ah. And this is very important, especially nowadays. Why? Because there are many distractions nowadays. A person can answer his cell phone while it rings during Salatul Jumu'ah. A person can text message somebody else in Salatul Jumu'ah. A person can conduct his business from the masjid during Salatul Jumu'ah nowadays. And this is a cause for the person to lose the reward, and also be a distraction for other people during Salatul Jumu'ah. And إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْأُخْرَى. This is the reward. The reward is, if you come to the masjid heading towards Salatul Jumu'ah, observing these etiquette, the reward is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for the whole week. And there is some other hadith
when the Prophet said وَثَلَاثَةْ أَيَّامُ أُخْرَى, which means and three more days, which is 10 days. So it is equivalent of it is forgiveness for a complete 10 days if one come observing these etiquettes. If we go back and look at this very hadith, we see that the theme in this hadith is adorning ourselves, beautifying ourselves, preparing ourselves, coming looking the best and smelling the best, and being pure outwardly and inwardly by the ghusl and by the wudu that we perform, and outwardly because we are wearing our best clothing. And there are some even instruction for the Muslims to have a special garment, some garment other than our work garment that we wear when we head toward al-masjid. Again, all of this develop this respect and honoring for the rituals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we come and attend to the masjid, it is not like being in a social gathering or a dinner that is served in some of our friends' house. Also, it is sunnah, as it is in some of the hadith, to yastan, to use the siwak. And again, the purpose is cleanse, to purify, to clean our teeth, because this mouth is the tool by which we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which we read the Quran, and it is the tool that we use during our stay in the masjid. And the angels, when somebody is reciting the Quran, they draw closer to them, and this is a sign of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They keep drawing closer to them until they put their mouth on the mouth of the person who is reciting the Quran, and the angels are harmed by that which harmed the human being. So if the person's mouth smells bad, this harms the angels. So it is one of the sunnah and etiquettes of Salatul Jum'ah to use the araq or siwak or toothbrush in order to cleanse our mouth. Also, from this the perfume, all of this, as I said, is preparation and cleanliness, special cleanliness before attending to Salatul Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Tirmidhi from the narration of Aws ibn Aws al-Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من غسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل وبكر وابتكر ومشى ولم يركب ودنا من الإمام فاستمع ولم يلغ كان له بكل خطوة عمل سنته أجر صيامها وقيامها. Very beautiful reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here is telling us about a very special reward, a reward of fasting and making qiyam al-layl during a whole year. For every step that we take, every step we take towards Salatul Jum'ah will be equivalent of fasting and making qiyam of the whole year, provided we observe certain etiquettes. And here are these etiquettes. من غسل واغتسل. غسل واغتسل. There are differences of opinion between the scholars about the exact meaning of this. Some of them, they say غسل means wash his head, because during those times they used to take special care of their hair. They used to have long hair, they braid it, they have turban and kulunsa on their hair, so it takes more time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was specifying the hair, and then washes his body. Some other scholars, they say this is only for reiterating the meaning, which means whoever washes his body, whoever bathes, whoever takes a shower, makes a ghusl. من يغتسل يوم القيامة غسل من يغتسل يوم الجمعة واغتسل
وبكر وابتكر. First, etiquette to wash one's body. Second is to come early as possible, to come the earlier one can come, the more rewarding it is. And there is a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified for us the differences between people based on how early in reward, based on how early they come to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "من اغتسل يوم الجمعة غسل الجنابة ثم راح فكأنما قرب بدنه." Whoever washes his body before coming to the Salatul Jumu'ah and come early, he will have the reward of someone who have offered a sacrifice of a camel for the sake of Allah. So somebody slaughter a camel for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who come very early, he will get the reward of this person. Now whoever come in the second hour will get the reward equivalent of offering a sacrifice of a cow. The one who come in the third hour will have the reward equivalent of offering a sacrifice of a ram. And the one who come in the fourth hour will have the reward equivalent of offering a sacrifice of a hen. And the one who comes in the fifth hour will have a reward equivalent of offering a sacrifice of an egg for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of this hadith is to show the differences of reward between those people who come earlier and those people who come early. So it is our purpose, should be our purpose, to come as early as possible, especially those of us who are self-employed or they have their own businesses and they can control their schedule. They should try to leave the whole morning of Jumu'ah until Salah dedicated for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and coming as early as possible to the masjid to earn the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second etiquette, the third etiquette, وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ, and walk, he walked and did not ride any transportation. Of course this could not be possible nowadays, but whoever lives in the immediate neighborhood of the masjid, there is a specific, very special reward in coming walking to the masjid. وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ فَاسْتَمَعْ, and he sat as close as possible to the imam and listened attentively. And this is very important. And again, I would like to remind of this, especially to our youngsters, whom sometimes I drag them to come from the very rear of the masjid to the front rows. And people should be motivated by these rewards to come and sit as close as possible to the imam when the imam is giving the khutbatul jumu'ah. وَلَمْ يَرْغُبْ, and he did not cause any interruption, or did not say anything vain or do anything that's vain. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ مَسَّ, in another hadith, وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ نَهَى. Bukhari recorded that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever touches the petals that are on the floor, now we don't have petals anymore, we have carpet, but just imagine this, just touching the petals is an interruption for Salatul Jumu'ah. Imagine what just being busy with the cell phone or other things or the keys or anything that is in our hand. The purpose is to pay undivided attention to the khutbah while it is done, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of so and so, or also so was trying. And as you can see that the interruptions are becoming more and more in the masajid and more in our congregation, and therefore we really need to pay closer attention to this and turn ourselves off before we come to the masjid, so that we can attain this full reward
from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the reward for somebody who washed his body, who came early to the masjid, who walked and who sat as close as he can to the imam and listened attentively without interrupting? This person will have for every step he takes the a reward equivalent of fasting a whole year and making qiyam for a whole year. Come on, brothers. Wallahi, wallahi. Our problem comes from lack of yaqeen. We hear, but we don't probably have a full belief in what we hear. Because if I am to tell you that anybody who come early to the masjid, we'll give him $1,000, okay? $1,000. People will leave their business and start coming to the masjid, okay, because of this $1,000 that we are distributing. But whatever reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us is more significant and more important and more needed for our akhirah and our salvation than money. So this is the point. If we do that, we get that reward. Now, if we cannot apply one of them, then inshaAllah, I hope inshaAllah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us as much as the efforts that we exert in with the intention to attain that great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, the day of Al-Jumu'ah is a very special day. It is a day of Eid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided Ummat Muhammad to. We are blessed to have this day as our Eid, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because it is the best day and it is a Eid that is repeated on weekly basis. It is a day, as Friday and Jumu'ah is a day that the dwellers of paradise wait long for. It's a day for which they long, because it is the day in paradise when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows the dwellers of paradise to see him, and therefore to then the day of Jumu'ah is some very special day. And now we are sharing the name. We are not going to share everything of this, but just the fact that we share this today or Friday shares the name of a day on which the dwellers of paradise can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great bounty blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an hour during Jumu'ah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts supplications. Anything you want, you supplication and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant your wish, will give you whatever you asked him of. And there are different opinions for this scholars as to when this time is, but there is a specific hadith that clarifies that it is in the last hour of Friday, which means just before the hour, just before the sunset Maghrib. So let's take advantage of this time. It is a day on which, as I said, the day of judgment starts, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that خير يوم طلعت فيه الشمس يوم الجمعة فيه خلق آدم وفيه أهبط وفيه تيب عليه وفيه مات وفيه تقوم الساعة وما من دابة إلا وهي مصيخة يوم الجمعة من حين تصبح حتى تطلع الشمس شفقا من الساعة إلا الإنس والجن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the best day on which the sun has risen is Friday, is Al-Jumu'ah. It is a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam. It's a day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to descend to earth. It is a day on which Allah has accepted his repentance. It is a day on which he died. It is a day on which the day of resurrection takes place. And every created being
with the exception of ins and jinn, humans and jinn, every created being listens attentively throughout the day of Jumu'ah, fearing that it is the day of judgment. People, living beings are afraid. ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as it weighs heavily on the heavens and the earth. So this is one of the characteristics of this day, that it is a day on which the day of judgment starts, and it is a day on which it is recommended that we say as many salah upon the Prophet as we can. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أكثرنا الصلاة عليه يوم الجمعة وليلة الجمعة, that perform salah upon me more frequently during the day and the night of Jumu'ah. The best form of a salah ala nabi is the one that we say during after the tashahud. And there are several forms to say it, and one of them is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. It is also, and with this I conclude, it is a day on which it is recommended for us to read Surah Al-Kahf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ سورة الكهف في يوم الجمعة أضاء له النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whoever reads Surah Al-Kahf during the day of Friday, Allah will grant him a light that will stay with him until the next Friday. And this light is a light that we need and we benefit from in this life and the life to come. Dear brothers and sisters, again, the purpose of this khutbah is for us to appreciate and value this gathering and this day and this place, and to observe the etiquettes that will bring us closer to attaining the benefit of this gathering, instead of feeling that it is a gathering like any other social gathering. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and his strength to observe these etiquettes, because this is the purpose. The purpose is for us to come and observe these etiquettes. It helps the person when we see a lot of distractions during Salatul Jumu'ah. Period. I know just maybe four weeks ago, one of our brothers answered his cell phone during Salatul Jumu'ah. And we see many other violations. This is not a good sign, dear brothers and sisters. And this is why I'm taking advantage of this, in order for us to get more education about these important etiquettes.